This is the opening market report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined now by Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net. Matt, what are we seeing taking place on the grains?
You know, you come in here on Friday and it looks kind of rough to start. I mean, just not much in the way of buying. I mean, bean market down 6-7 cents, corn market down 2 or 3 cents. It's just not looking like it's going to be a fun day, I guess, for the grain bulls, if you will. But you look over and, you know, you try to look at what else is going on. And it's interesting that the dollar is actually lower and crude oil is up. So here lately, it's just seemed like at times some of the things that normally make sense to us don't necessarily make sense. So, you know, it seems like several of these markets are kind of trading on their own fundamentals. So if you're wondering, you know, why is corn and beans down? Well, I think it's because it's improved rain chances in Brazil. You know, and the hot, dry environment here lately has been what's driven us. So I guess it makes sense that we would maybe be giving some of that back.
That switched pretty quickly because we saw the market's prices were climbing when it looked like that forecast was going to remain dry. We knew there was some chance for some rain. It looks like that must be materializing.
Yeah, I mean, it's a weather market for sure. And so, you know, you look at what are people calling for, and it's looks like 2 to 4 inches on a pretty decent chunk of Brazil. But, I mean, their normal rainfall for the month of November in their growing areas is like 7-10 inches. So they're definitely going to be running deficits still. You know, you look at their drought monitor, similar to the drought monitor we look at for here in the U.S., and they're definitely running some huge deficits. It just depends on who you watch. But most of these forecasters right now are saying if they get some rain next week, you know, they're not going to be surprised. They think they'll get something. They're kind of looking for us to get dry again after that. So if that's the case, then, you know, this weather market may not totally be over just yet.
That was Matt Bennett with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next. November is full of weekly observances, which relate to the ag industry. There's National Hunger and Homeless Awareness Week, National Farm City Week, National Better Conservation Week, the Thanksgiving holiday, and so much more. Take the time to share the story of what your family farm is doing to be better stewards of the land and water. Also consider making a donation of food and time to help those who are less fortunate than yourselves. We are truly blessed. Do what you can to make an impact in the world around you. This month and always. This message is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. December corn down 4 even at 4.70¾. January soybeans down 10¾ at 13.49½. On the Merck, December live cattle up 17 cents at 174.92. November feeder cattle down 5 cents at 229.37. December lean hogs down 45 cents at 71.02. December pork cutout unchanged at 81.45. And Class 3 milk up 5 cents at 17.15. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.